Game 3 of the Railcats' best-of-five first-round American Association Baseball Playoff Series in St. Paul moves to U.S. Steel Yard in Gary tonight, and another Cat loss in the series will end their season. Last night, the Saints beat the Cats 8-2 to take a 2-0 series lead. St. Paul scored five times in the fifth inning to break a 2-2 tie and put the game away. Tillman Pugh and Ronnie Mitchell drove in the Railcat runs. Pardon the personal opinion on this one, guys, but the following is a head-scratcher. Gary Westside Girls basketball coach Rodney Fisher has been ousted from his job by the school after 35 years on the job, according to the Post-Tribune. Fisher won 19 sectional championships with the Cougars and had an overall record of 555 wins and 153 losses at Jerry Street. And to add insult to injury, according to the newspaper article, Fisher was fired via email. Here comes the personal opinion part again. Why get rid of a guy who's had the success Fisher's had? And if you're going to can him, wouldn't a face-to-face meeting show a little more respect? Again, just one person's opinion. Shanae Butler, who at one time played for Fisher at Westside, has been named the new head coach. And yes, we have some prep football coming up tonight with the biggest matchup taking place at Michigan City, where the Wolves have a date with Valparaiso. Michigan City coach Phil Mason, let's talk about tonight's opponent.
Defensively, they're really good. I think their front four reminds you a lot of the guys from home at Flossmoor. You know, maybe not as fast, but definitely long and play with leverage and pin their ears back and really get after you.
Also on the schedule tonight, Lake Central at Crown Point, Lowell at Hammond Clark, Merrillville heads to Portage, Munster has a road date at Morton, Rensselaer travels to Twin Lakes, Wheeler's at Whiting in a battle of unbeatens, and Griffith is at Calumet. P.S., make plans to join us tonight on Lakeshore Game Night as we update you on every game in high school football. We begin at 6 p.m. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, with the help of the Post-Tribune, I'm Tommy Williams.